everybody! Welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I am Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
And welcome back to you.
Thank you.
Last happy time. To see you
I meant to say happy to be back.
Sorry. I was going to say last episode, you were gearing up to take your big trip to Germany for your workshop.
Yes.
And you're back.
We were just talking about it today in the car, how quickly everything just happens.
Yeah.
It feels like just yesterday I was nervous that I was leaving and right. I was just anxious about leaving Joey and Benny and just being so far away from them. Like it's different than, you know, going to Palm Springs and knowing that I'm a drive over, like, I don't know, but just knowing that our bodies are just physically so far from each other. It's just a little bit nerve wracking.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little schmaltzy, but I'll just say the three of us we're very connected.
Yeah.
And we're together like all the time.
Yeah.
Because you and I are lucky enough to work from home. Mm-hmm. So the three of us are just always together.
Constantly.
So, yeah, I mean, it was really weird. It was very weird. The house is eerie when you're not here because you're here a lot. We're here a lot.
Yeah. I was about to say, I highly doubt that. If I had a little, like, if I was a fly in the wall, I can see you and Benny just laughing and dancing. And
yeah, and we'll get into all of it. It was, like, it was a great time. Mm-hmm. It was, like, it was more about the time, like, he would go down.
Yeah, I was about to say, at night when the lights go off.
That's exactly it. I would miss you, and I would be scared. So we have questions to sort of, like, lead us through this. Do you want to just launch into them? Do you want to give a little background about the workshop that you did?
Yeah, let's talk. I'll talk a little bit about it.
Great.
So I left to Germany in the end of September for a workshop, an art workshop. So some of you know, some of you don't that listen. I teach workshops around the world. Once in a blue moon, you know, maybe like once, twice a year, I'll teach a workshop. And this Germany trip was actually planned before Benny was even born. Mm. Were we married? I think we were just freshly married before the pandemic. The workshop was planned and it booked pretty quickly, which was exciting.
And we were like, oh, it'd be so great. We'll go together. We'll get, you know, you do the workshop. We also will get this trip to Europe and we'll go, we'll travel.
Yeah, we'll go to Italy. We'll go to France. We'll just go to London. Yeah. And we had this whole Europe trip planned and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
And our plan was always to conceive within a year of getting married. So we're like, all right, well, pandemic or not.
Yeah.
Benny came along and the workshop had to keep getting postponed because COVID kept, it was getting longer and longer and then came Omicron and all that. So anyways, we decided that Benny and Joey were coming with us. So we got Benny's passport. We got their tickets. Unfortunately, they were unrefundable, but we got Joey and Benny's ticket to go to Europe. And we thought, oh, by the time this workshop happens, Benny is going to be walking. He'll be listening to us. It's going to be so fun. And it's just, we didn't think about, you know, the routine that we have, like he has his bath time and his dinner at a certain time and his room and his everything. And I'm staying in Germany in like a very, very small room. There isn't a bath. It's just a stand up shower. There's no kitchen, no sink. So it would just be so uncomfortable for Benny and Joey to stay for a full week.
The other thing, too, is you're like leading this workshop. Yeah. So it would be such a distraction for you where, you know, when you do these, you give everything you have to the people who are attending this workshop. You even go above and beyond. And when the workshop's over, you guys all still do things. You go to dinner
like 10 p.m.
And like if Benny and I were there, those things probably wouldn't be happening because you'd want to come see us.
It's true.
And also you'd be in the workshop, maybe in the back of your mind, maybe worrying a little bit, like, I hope they're okay. And so we decided.
Sorry to interrupt. No. I was going to say, to add another layer, if Benny's not sleeping well, I'm not sleeping well. And if I'm not sleeping well, I don't function well. So that would be just that would be really unfortunate for everybody in the workshop that, like, invested in travel to come to the workshop at. Somebody came all the way from Japan, yeah, and somebody flew in from Switzerland, yeah, and you
know, Benny has a poor track record of sleeping when we take him to trips,
especially in Berlin, Germany. It's nine hours, I think, different, 8-9.
Yeah.
So anyways, we started talking about all of these things, Joey and I, and even though we had their tickets, we thought, I don't know if this is a really great idea, especially if we're going to do a trip like this, to do in the first time where I'm working. It's just not professional. Mm-hmm. So we decided to change up the plans, and Joey and Benny are staying, and I'm going. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely a big sacrifice, and it was really, really hard for me mentally to just leave Benny for that long. Mm-hmm. But I
and just... Joey. And Joey.
And Joey.
Sorry, I did a little tickle in my throat.
Of course. But we've done long distances before, so I feel like we're pros at that. But yeah, definitely. So it's going to be just hard separating. I mean, I couldn't even sleep without Joey. Just to mention that, I would have to go to sleep at like 2 o'clock in the morning every night there until my eyes were burning.
Yeah. Because the same thing was happening here with me. It's hard. We're just used to it.
Yeah. We're so used to just our routine and sleeping together. And it's just so nice. I mean, it's so comfortable sleeping, you know, with your person. But yeah, also the beds in Germany, very interesting.
Yeah, you had a strange situation.
We'll talk about that later. But yeah, so where was I going with that?
Just like we're leading to the workshop part of it too, which we should do like a separate episode where we like really talk about, because these workshops you do are so freaking cool. I think it deserves its own.
Yeah, they're amazing. Time. We'll do another episode where we'll talk about the workshop. We'll get some of the girls to come in and guest and talk about their experience.
Great.
So yeah, we'll touch on that. I mean, it's always life-changing for me every time I do these, and I meet such wonderful women that I feel like I think about constantly, and they're just always just a part of my heart, and I just feel so connected to them in such a short period of time. But, I know where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
So I was saying that even though it's so hard, I knew deep inside me, because I have that inner voice pretty loud for myself, that the right thing to do was for me to go and for them to stay. And Joey felt the same way. Mm-hmm. So we were on the same page, and it just felt like, you know, this was the journey we're taking.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we got a bunch of questions in. Thank you, everybody that sent them in. And we have some questions for Joey and some questions for me. So let's just dive right in.
Okay. Did Joey have any crazy chaos moments like you see in the movies while you were away? I'll start here. And this is just like a base.
Mm-hmm.
Benny was so great. I think he does this thing when Amanda's away and I'm like alone with him, where he goes like, okay, so he's alone with me. I got you. I'm going to take it easy. Everything's going to be chill. We're going to have a good time.
I've witnessed this recently where he wasn't letting me put like change his diaper, and he was crying and just being so fussy and just arching his back, and I couldn't. And Joey walks in, and then I walk out, but I'm actually peeking to see. He sees Joey. He lays right flat back, lifts his legs up, and just lets him change. And I'm like, what is going on here? So I witness it, and I am so happy that Benny is so easy with you.
Yeah, because this is the second time I've been alone with him. This was the longest time, but your Palm Springs workshop was the first time. Mm-hmm. And in both cases, it was like the second he realized, okay, he's alone. Mm-hmm. Mom's not here. Okay, I don't want to overwhelm you, Dad. I got you. He just does that.
Yeah.
And so we'll get into all that more, but I just wanted to lay that foundation down first. One chaotic moment was, so we did have our nanny here from 9:45 to 12:45.
Like we always do.
We try to keep it like, you know.
That's when we work.
Yeah, that's when we work. And also for Benny, we wanted to keep his routine in there. So there was one day where our nanny couldn't come. It was over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So we had another nanny come fill in. She was sort of new. She's been here once before.
Yeah.
But for the most part, she's new. Yeah. And we also had our handyman here working on some stuff in the house. Mm-hmm. And we thought, it's fine. It's all helpful for me and it'll be great. That'll be my time to work. And so, of course, in those hours, that it was pretty chaotic. Our handyman, there was an incident with the sink and the water was spraying all over the place. And he was like, oh, Joey. And I ran in there and there was water just everywhere. And he was like, will you shut the water off in the front? So I'm running outside and turning the water off, running in with buckets. We're collecting all the water. Meanwhile, I hear the nanny going, Joey. And I'm like, oh, no, I got to go. And I run to Benny's room. She's having trouble changing him. He's naked. He's flipping around on the table. He's like upside down. Like, he had just pooped. So it was just like a whole situation. So I'm like, okay, it's okay, Benny. And I'm like distracting him.
Oh, my god!
She's trying to change him. Then I hear our handyman going, oh, Joey. And I'm like, oh, okay, hold on. I gotta run. You got this? And he's like, yeah, I think I got this. I run back to the kitchen. There's a new situation with the sink. And now there's a second water puddle happening. So he's like, I need another bowl. He's like holding it closed with his finger. And so I grab a bowl. I put the bowl under the hole. He's like, okay, you gotta go turn the water off in the other area. So I go, I'm running out to the backyard to turn the thing off. Then I come back in. I go run to check on Benny. That's not going well either. He's still crying, flipping around. I'm like, all right, let me just take over. I take over. I change his diaper. Then I hear like clanking in the kitchen. I'm like, oh no. I run back and our handyman's trying to dump the water in the bowl into the sink while also holding the other bowl. And he's like reaching. Oh, and I'm like, here, God. I'm here.
I didn't know the extent of this.
Oh yeah. It was like madness. So then I take the bowl from him. And I dump the water out, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that was chaotic.
I think that's chaotic for anybody listening.
Okay, that was chaotic. I tried to get it all quickly. I don't want to take up too much time. But that lasted like 5 minutes. But and it had nothing to do really with like me and Benny. So that's it.
Yeah.
So that's like a movie. That's like a chaotic movie moment.
Yeah, that is. That is.
What about you? Did you have any chaotic moments in Germany?
Chaotic moments in Germany. No.
Okay. Did this change his perspective of how much you, Amanda, are involved in parenting and at the house? No, it really didn't, because I'm already like very aware of how much Amanda does. We have such a strong system here.
Yeah.
If anything, it made me like just appreciate the system that we have in place so much. And the foundation that we laid with our routine with him, because as long as I just stuck to it, everything was like super smooth. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it also just made me so grateful that we do have that teamwork, because it is a lot of work to do by yourself.
Yeah.
And just like there were so many moments where, not because of Benny or anything he was doing, but there were so many times where I went like, oh, I cannot wait for you to get home and to jump back in here with me.
Yeah.
Just because it's just a lot.
It's just nice to have an extra hand.
Yeah. For I mean, it's hard to like poop with him in the bathroom every day and bring him in there, you know, and like shower. If I have to shower, I got to wait for the nanny to come or for him to sleep. And just little things you take for granted. So, yeah. But in terms of like, I didn't realize anything new. It was more just this.
You're grateful for what we
definitely
do. Yeah. I feel like when you were out of town, I felt the same way. You know, there's certain things that you do that I don't, like taking the trash out, bringing the trash in. Speaking of, it's trash day.
I did it.
Nice. Thank you. But yeah, things like that. Cleaning the kitchen. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. And then a question for you.
Okay.
How did you know Benny was ready to be without you?
So I left Benny before, it's all been gradual. I left him once for 24 hours when I went to Seattle. I went to a museum. There was an opening that I really wanted to go to. And that was while I was still breastfeeding. So that was for 24 hours. I left him with Joey and I left him some leftover milk that I had stored. And it was fine. He behaved great. He was fine. He was okay. Then the next one was for a little, like 3 days, I believe, when I went to Palm Springs, 3 to 4 days, mm-hmm. I think it was. And he did great. He did miss me when he saw me on FaceTime. So when he saw me on FaceTime while I was in Palm Springs, we thought we would FaceTime. He looked at me. And then when he realized that I was in the phone, he got sad. But as soon as we hung up, he was completely fine.
Yeah.
So I knew that he was okay to be without me. Mm-hmm. And then that's why I was a little hesitant on FaceTiming him while I was in Germany, because I thought maybe he would get sad. But ironically, he just acted like he just saw me 2 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Like every time we FaceTime when I was in Germany, mm-hmm. he would just, it wasn't even like he missed me. It was, he was like nonchalant and like, oh, hey, mom.
Yeah,
and
I think he was just trying to play it cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Think he, I think maybe it was like a protection thing because he did miss you and he didn't want to. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was the best and the hardest part or parts? One of the best things about this was feeling like every day Benny and I were working together to just get through the day.
Yeah.
Like I felt that. I know it's like silly. I know it was maybe just in my own head.
Yeah.
But I felt like we were like a team.
That's so sweet.
And we were working together to like just get everything done, that get him ready to go. He was always so helpful. And so it felt this like connection, this like energy that we were like so connected.
It's awesome.
And then what I really loved about that was at the end of it all, I took him out to dinner for our last night. I took him on a little celebratory date.
This is so sweet. You took him out a lot while I was gone.
Yeah, took him out to dinner. I hadn't taken him out to dinner, taken to a restaurant by myself. And so we did it. We put on like nice shirts. We went out together on a little date. And it was great. And it was like the last night, and he was awesome, and it was so much fun. So, I don't know. Those things come to mind. There was just so much. Even, like, taking him outside and, like, inventing a game in our front yard and, like, just keeping busy. I think that's the key. My only responsibility is to just have fun with Benny.
Yeah.
While, you know, I'm here with him.
That's a great, I think, tip, which I know the question was just about the best time
sort
with
of letting
him,
it.
But that was a great tip, I think, that I can see how it can be overwhelming, I think, for me too, and just for anybody, if you're trying to multitask. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice that if the time that you have, you just spend it playing, and then if you need to clean, you do it when they're sleeping or when they're napping, if you need to work or, you know, or for you, when our nanny was here, you were working.
Yeah, yeah. I think I was, like, conscious of that where before you left, I would think to myself, okay, this might get chaotic, this might get stressful, but I don't want this to be, like, a frustrating, like, memory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know the next time Benny and I are going to have this sort of experience together.
Mm-hmm.
And so as much as I can to control, because sometimes you can't control it and it's just going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try my hardest to control what I can control and make it like as fun as it could possibly be.
Yeah.
So I think that was like a good mindset going into it. That really helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. Definitely.
I'm
so glad you had so much fun together.
It was great.
You didn't even, I mean, it's mind boggling to me. The fact that Benny didn't even go,
not once.
Once.
Not net, like I.
In what, 9 days?
Like not 1 second.
Did he whine?
No, not one.
I mean, that's unheard of.
And it was, I'm telling you, it was magical. Yeah, it really was. Oh, sorry.
I say this because he does this constantly, I feel like.
Well,
he's also teething, but.
But this is something that we've been thinking about, and write to us if you have an opinion about this or experience.
Definitely.
Because we are very curious about this concept and idea of like, is there something biological or whatever that, I don't know if it's boys or just babies in general, do they whine to their moms and not their dads? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I do it still.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was talking about this with my best friend too, and she said that her son does not whine to his dad, but does to her.
So
he takes it easy on his dad too.
Yeah, it's weird.
I even myself, when I think about it, if I need to like complain about something, I really don't do it to my dad either.
I don't do it.
But I do it to my mom.
Yeah, me too.
Gosh.
It'll be like the same, they could say the same thing to me and my responses will be different.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that
poor
wild?
Moms.
Sorry, mama.
Sorry, mom.
How come you'd never traveled to Europe before? You seem like a traveling type.
I am a traveling type, but I haven't traveled to Europe for many reasons. One, I never did a student abroad, which I think a lot of people do. And it was financially, you know, I didn't do it because of that. And when I was younger, my family never went to Europe. And then once I was older and I had my own job, I always just worked and saved. And it was just like, I always wanted to save my money and put it towards my career and not towards traveling, because I thought that if I invested in myself, then I would be able to use that and then go and travel. Mm-hmm. So my plan was always to travel with Joey before we settled down and had a baby. But then COVID happened. So that's pretty much why I didn't travel. We had plans to go to Europe and Italy and all of that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, yeah. And then, you know what? Before that, once I turned 25 and became my own boss, I financially could have traveled, but I already lived in Los Angeles. So anytime I had free time, I used that to go and travel to visit my family. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't make time to travel. I just used that, like I said, to go see my family. So I ended up just not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I regret it or not, but I think it's just the way that it is, that it just ended up. But I really do wish that I did it earlier. So I guess I kind of do regret it. I feel like I'm just processing it with all of you right now.
Right.
Actually, yes. So that's why.
Would you recommend a solo trip to Europe? What was the favorite thing you did alone?
Yes, 100%. I would recommend a solo trip to Europe. I wish that I would have visited more places. I only went to Berlin, so I can't really recommend so many other places in Europe. Joey's been to a couple. Life is so different over there. It's so refreshing. It's so nice to see how their government takes care of families and people. And I had talks with other mothers, and it's just amazing to hear and see that they get free childcare there, that they get parental leave for, I believe, 14 months. So the dad gets, both parents get parental leave, whether it's, you know, female, male, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like if Joey and I were there, you would have 6 months, I would have 6 months. And I even asked somebody, I was like, oh, but what if they're, you know, self-employed, and it even counts for people that are self-employed. Wow. I just feel like the quality of life is so much easier there. I felt how people felt very safe there, just by, you know, if I would walk out at 10 p.m. at night, I would see moms by themselves with a stroller, just walking with their baby. You don't really see that in a city in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So anyways, there's just a lot of details that I noticed. And I think that with traveling, wherever you go, it's just really good to just see how other people live and how other countries are. And it just opens up space for creativity. And I just can't see bad coming from it. I think it's just such an amazing way to grow and experience new places. And the food was amazing.
Is that the favorite thing that you did by yourself was inhale full pizzas?
I did inhale full pizzas. It was amazing. But I even called Joey, I think it was after the first day when I went on the boat tour, and I was like, you need to take a solo trip to another country.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so nice and liberating, and it just felt really good. I was really anxious the first night that I was there. I was feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like everything felt dark and like it felt really bad. But then the next day I went out for a really long walk. I walked for like 10 miles and it was really refreshing. And yeah, it felt great. And I recommend it to everybody. And my favorite thing in Europe, in Berlin at least, I can't really pick a favorite, because I love spending quality time with the women of the workshop. And I love bonding with them. I loved walking in Europe. It's so walkable. On two separate occasions, I walked 23, I think, 1,000 miles, like 10 miles each day. And I could just get around everywhere walking without having to feel unsafe or bumping into a highway or a road that was uncomfortable. Like everything was just so walkable, and you don't have to worry about not passing by a place where you can get a bite to eat.
Yeah.
Grab a bite to eat. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I loved it so much. The food, the bonding, and the walkability. I think those are my three things.
Okay. Tips for new dads who will be in the same position. Anything you'd do different next time Amanda leaves? Okay, I definitely talked about some of these already, but I think they're worth getting back into. I think the main thing is that when you are going into this period where you're going to be alone, you have to just dedicate that time to your baby or your toddler, where it's like, you know, no, I'm not watching sports, I'm not watching this show, I'm not playing video games, whatever it is that you like love to do, your hobby or whatever, you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You're not doing it. And good. Like, you could do it later. Like, this time, you might not be able to do later.
Yeah.
And, like, your kids are going to grow up.
What? Yeah, you don't get these moments back.
Yeah, like, your kids are going to grow up. And, like, I'm, like, so afraid of, like, regretting things. So I was very conscious of that. I
hyper aware.
I'm very hyper aware of it. I didn't want this time. I didn't want to waste this time. I mean, you know, on Sundays, I'm like crazy when football comes on. I'm like, I'm ridiculous.
Yeah, that's definitely your.
I know I'm like over the top about it. I sit in front of the TV and just stare at the screen until the games are over. But
it's such an exaggerator, though. You still like get the laundry done and you clean the dishes and like.
I
know,
but I do get into it. I do get into it, like emotionally.
Yeah.
But there was a football Sunday when you were gone, And Benny and I spent it just like doing things around. We were playing outside. I took him to the park. Like, it's just, there'll be another Sunday where I get to do that. But I don't know if there'll be another time where I get to have a whole day with just Benny by myself.
Yeah.
So I think like that's the key.
So some little tips that I can think of on the top of my head, please. Just from an outsider.
Yeah, and help me.
The
help
way
me.
That you interact with Benny. And I think if you're cooking, if you're eating together or something like that, I would recommend if you do have a section in your kitchen where you have an island or something, there's these, I mean, you can just use a high chair, but we use it in an Iglesia.
I have absolutely Inglesina. No idea. I don't know.
Anyways, Iglesia is a church in Spanish. I think it's
not that.
I think it's Iglesina.
Sure.
But I could be wrong. Anyways, we have this high chair in the kitchen, and it's very helpful if you're trying to cook or if you're doing something in the kitchen to have your baby with you. I feel like that could be a helpful tip because, you know, maybe someone that's listening, they're not at Benny's age where you can, I don't know, sometimes babies can just play while you're cooking or something. I feel like that would be a tip. Or I think if worse comes to worse and you need some time, like if you just put a show on. I did
use this sometimes.
I was going to say like that can be a tip of like, okay, just like people have minimums. Like in our household, we don't like it when Benny watches TV. We are very particular. And if he watches it, it's for a short period of time. But I think those rules kind of go out the window when you're at a single parent household, because sometimes you just need an extra minute to like go grab some water or like whatever it is, or like make dinner.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would be a tip, is just not to be so strict. At least that's what we do.
Yep.
Whenever it's a one parent. Another thing as an outsider I want to add in of how you are with Benny that I think is really helpful, that I definitely admire and I try to be like you more in just whenever there's a time that could be frustrating or if he's not listening or sad, immediately Joey goes towards comedy. Immediately. So it's all of it, like, let me just like paint a picture. If like Benny all of a sudden doesn't want to sit in his chair to eat or something, then Joey will quickly grab a piece of a napkin, put it on his face and blow it off of his face. And then Benny will just crack up, just like switching it up really quickly and randomly.
It's the key.
Like you'll just put like I don't know, a plate on your head. Like, it'd just be the most random thing, but you'll just make him laugh.
Yeah.
And then it makes the mood great. And then once there's laughter, then like then that tension.
He's distracted. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's just great. Another tip, I think, that just like use comedy and use just silliness. I think it's easy for you and I to use silliness because we are creatives and we're always like silly at home. But I can see how other people, I don't know, they could be like lawyers or accountants or I don't know, whatever they work at, where it's just
lawyers and accountants are not silly. They don't have a silly bone in their body. They are the way they are all the time.
No offense, but you know, I don't know. Those came to mind.
Thank you for like helping me through that question.
Yeah.
Anything else we can like add? And I think now it's becoming just like helpful ways you could just.
Yeah, I just, the thing is I just know that this is how you would act if I'm not there.
Yeah, you're so
and
right.
And that's what works. Why does it go so smoothly for you? It's like, yes, Benny, I mean, takes it easy, but I wouldn't give him all the credit. I do think that the way that you parent and the way that you turn things into games also, like another thing, and these are just tips in my brain I'm throwing out that you do. Like this morning, Benny didn't want to go in a stroller. So really quickly, just Joey randomly thinks about putting something in one of his hands and having Benny pick which hand he hid it in. Like just ran, like I think that's just such a fun one too, because all of a sudden he's playing a game.
Yep.
So, that's
a great tip.
Also, one more tip. I just
thought. Please, do it.
I think also what helped, for example, Benny doesn't want to put his bib on sometimes.
Oh yeah.
So if we give our toddler, let's quote unquote, the choice or power over something, it makes them feel like they have a say and it gives them confidence and it gives it makes them happy. So if he doesn't want to wear a bib, I say, okay, I understand you don't want to wear this bib. So I pull out other bibs from the drawer and I say, which one do you want? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden he picks the bib that he wants and he puts it on.
Even if it's the original bib that he didn't want in the first place, now that he has the choice.
Yes. So I think that would be a tip too, is, you know, if they don't want to get dressed in the morning, a lot of the times, actually most of the time when I dress him, I have him pick, you know, realistically we're picking because we pick a couple options and then we let him pick from the options. So he lets me, you know, put his clothes on if he gets to pick his outfit.
How did you find the courage to travel alone overseas? Were you ever nervous?
So I wasn't really nervous about traveling alone now at my age, but when I was younger, I did feel like if I'm going overseas, I would need to go with somebody like friends or a partner or family. And I don't know if I ever pictured myself going to Europe for the first time by myself, but now that I did, it's really just nice to know, and it's freeing that I can just get around anywhere. And I mean, now with Google Translate, you really could go anywhere. And if you want to say anything, you just put it in Google Translate just tell the person, show it to them.
Right.
So it's really easy. Or you can just have Siri tell it to you in the language and you repeat it. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like, at one point I was nervous, but right before I left, now at this age, I was not.
How did you decide on Berlin as your destination for your first European workshop?
So for the workshop, the business that I collaborated with that does workshops all over the world, they already have a studio that they worked with in Berlin, and they reached out to me and they said, hi, I have a studio here. Do you want to do a workshop here? See how many people sign up, and you know, we'll take it from there. And the workshop went up and it sold out pretty quickly. So there's definitely people near Germany that wanted to come. So it's really exciting. There's also, I see one in the UK in the future happening.
How old was Benny when you first left him, struggling with leaving mine?
Benny was maybe a year-ish.
Yeah, maybe.
I think a year-ish.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And that was for 24 hours. And yeah, it was difficult. I definitely felt like I needed to rush back. But he was in good hands. I knew that like it would be fine with Joey. He would be completely fine with Joey. And once I actually did leave and I had like a dinner out, I actually, for this one, it was Joey's mom and I, my mother-in-law, who was amazing. We went on a little trip together and it was really nice. We left the boys alone.
While you were away, did you set up a schedule to make sure your husband follows it, or did you let him make his own schedule with Benny?
No, definitely did not make a schedule for Joey. Joey and I already have a schedule that naturally we just know it. Like, it's not on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. It's just we have a schedule that flows every morning. We go for a walk. I'll say it real quick. Every morning we wake up, we go for a walk, we come back, we have some food. Like, Benny will have some food, the nanny will come, and then he has his time with the nanny. He takes a nap, he wakes up, then we go. Joey and I work while the nanny's here, and then we go and we do like a family thing, or I continue working and Joey stays with him. So anyways, we have a whole thing. Dinner's at 6:30, then it's bath time, book, sleep time, brush your teeth, read a book, then it's sleep time. There.
There you go. A part of you feels no one can take care of Benny as good as you. You trust Joey 100%, or you get nervous?
I trust Joey 1,000,000%. He is, if anything, like, he is so careful with Benny, even more than me. He's definitely more of the helicopter parent. He's just so hyper aware. He thinks of, I've mentioned this before, Joey just thinks of things I don't even think about. If there's just nobody, at least for me, that's going to know Benny more than Joey and I. We spend every day with him all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, we are in his, we're in each, all of each other's brains. Like, yeah. I know what Benny's about. Joey knows Benny so well. And then on top of that, Joey just thinks in ways, like, he sees danger in places I definitely don't even think about it. So, like, I'll give Benny, and I've said this before, like, I'll give him a lemon, and then Joey's like, oh my gosh, but if he touches it, it's gonna burn his eyes. It's like, well, you know what, didn't even think about that. So yes, the answer, the long story short, yes, definitely trust Joey 1,000,000% with Benny.
Did you ever get lost
in Berlin? No. Google Maps is great. I mean, as soon as I landed, I just got an Uber to my hotel, and then I walked everywhere. I took the public transportation once, but I went with a group of people, the girls from the workshop, and the girls that were from Germany, they just led the way. Mm-hmm. I didn't get lost.
What was the hardest part for you about being away from home?
The hardest part for me, which I think I mentioned before, was being away from Joey and Benny. Like we mentioned, we were just so close all the time, and just being so physically away from each other was really hard. It's something that I definitely did not enjoy. And the reason I went was because, you know, this was planned for a while. Everybody booked their tickets. Like, it's not something that I would plan. Like, I planned this before Benny was born. Mm-hmm. But after Benny was born, I would not plan a trip to Europe by myself for these many days. Mm-hmm. Just because I just don't want to be away from them for that long. So it was really hard. I thought about you guys all the time. I was always looking at my phone saying, okay, they're sleeping. Oh, they're awake. Oh, I wonder what they're doing. How was your walk? Mm. So yes, that was definitely the hardest part. And, I don't plan on doing any more workshops away from them anytime soon. And then the next one, we'll all go together.
So we'll do another episode going deeper into the past workshop.
Mm-hmm. So feel free to send in your question for an episode about the workshop and how it all went down. I'm not sure if that will be the next episode, because we still have to get everybody in. But we'll definitely get that out soon, in the next maybe month or so.
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay, before we get out of here,
yes,
there's a new segment we want to try. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know. Let us know what you think about it. It doesn't really have a name yet, but like something like Artist Spotlight, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
The idea is each episode we're going to come in with an artist, whether it's some somebody who draws, paints, sings, an mm-hmm. actor, somebody who...
Creative.
Somebody who's a creative who we want to put a spotlight on and share that we think their work is really cool. And we want to just share it with all of you guys because we think you guys would like them too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? That is,
yeah.
Is that kind of it?
Yeah, that's a great, great explanation.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Ooh, oh, each one of us.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Who is your artist spotlight?
Okay. So my artist spotlight, I'm going to pick somebody from the workshop.
Nice.
Fitting. And yes, her name is Akani and she lives in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
She is wonderful. She's a beautiful soul. And I am so proud of her. And I'm so excited to see her grow and flourish in her craft. She's very talented. I'm going to give her username out. It's Akani, A-K-A-N-E dot art or period. A-R-T dot studio, S-T-U-D-I-O, Akani dot art dot studio. And feel free to reach out to her. I feel like if she is so sweet. If you're looking for a pen pal, if you're looking for somebody to be friends with online, this is somebody that you can reach out to. And she's just pure love. So yes, Akani, shout out to you. It was amazing meeting you, and I can't wait to see you grow and continue to become the amazing artist that you are.
All right. Awesome. I love that you tied it in, too, to, like, the workshop.
Yeah, that's why I changed it last minute, because nice. I feel like somebody, it's somebody for the workshop.
Perfect. All right. I have one. I think most of you know I'm, like, I love making playlists
mm-hmm.
On Spotify. And so if anybody follows my mixtape playlist, which is like songs that I'm just currently listening to and it's always just changing, mm-hmm. there's one song that's just been on there for months and months and months, and it's by an artist named Lincoln Jesser. He has this song that came out this past summer, in the beginning of summer, that I listened to on repeat over and over again. And I also happen to know him really well. I'm a huge fan of his, so go check him out, Lincoln Jesser.
How do you spell it?
Lincoln, like Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. and then Jesser is J-E-S-S-E-R. So go check him out. Let us know if you like this concept.
I love this concept.
Okay, good.
It's final.
Okay. We don't care what you guys think about the artist spotlight, because Amanda likes it, and we're doing it.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right. No, I really like it too. I think it's really fun.
Fine.
All right. I think that's it.
Okay.
I have to pee really bad.
You can't put that in there.
Okay.
We're getting loopy. We're so tired.
It was 10:30.
It was a long day. Benny pooped in the bath tonight.
Benny pooped in the tub tonight. I know that it happens sometimes, but it's never happened yet. It was our first poop in the tub.
We're tired.
It didn't go great. It wasn't fun.
I know. I felt so bad. It wasn't fun for any of us.
He felt bad, which was so sad. He like knew. He's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
I didn't know that because I didn't really see. Because you just took him out after.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, he had this look that was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, huh?
Oh, it's so sad.
I kept telling him, like, it's okay.
Before bed, we talked about it.
Okay, good. Yeah. I told him, too, like 400 times. I'm like, it's all right. We've all done it. I probably did it.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Mama probably did it.
That's so funny. I know. I know you did that, but... You know.
Yeah, he didn't know. He had to poop.
Yeah, I know.
He's used to just if he has to poop, he lets it go.
Anyways.
Oh, poor guy.
I know.
All right. That's gonna do it.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all the questions that you sent in. They were wonderful. And I am so excited to join you again next week on our next episode. If you have any tips that you feel like we left out that are mm-hmm. helpful for parents that travel and leave their little one mm-hmm. with the other parent, let us know in the comments on our socials or on our iTunes. We love your iTunes messages, and we read them all together, or your comments on iTunes, and we read them together and love them. So we appreciate them and all the time that you take to send them.
See you, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day, night.
Yes.
Day.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.